Hello, welcome to the practice of living awareness and day two of interlude. Interludes are simply magical. There is so much that happens in that space between. It is a time of integrating what we've just experienced and generating some excitement or anticipation about what's coming. If you've ever been to a play and experienced an intermission, it's a wonderful time to get together with everybody who's been watching the play and talk about what excited you, what did you experience, what are the characters portraying, how do you feel about the story. And it's a time to allow all of that, all that has been presented, to sink in. To integrate into your system, into your mind. I would say there's magic to be found in every space in between. The space between breaths. The space between days. Think about your time of rest, your time of sleep. It's a time of restoration, integration, renewal. The space between breaths. We culminate, we synthesize in this space between the breaths. Esoterically, the number 7 represents synthesis. It signifies wholeness and completion. If we look at expressions of the number 7 in our everyday lives, we think of 7 days that culminate or come together to create a week. 7 colors form the spectrum. If you break apart white light, it can be divided into 7 distinct colors. The same is true in music. There are 7 musical notes. That complete the diatonic scale. And so 7 is the number of synthesis. It is no small coincidence that step 7 of the practice is called interlude, and that this notion of synthesis is at the forefront of what we're working with this week, synthesizing all that we've experienced thus far. The Tibetan Lama Dwogchul speaks about interludes in a book called A Treatise on White Magic. He says that interludes are necessary if we are to avail ourselves fully of the opportunity which each life experience is intended to furnish. That's a very interesting sentence. Again, interludes are necessary if we are to avail ourselves fully of the opportunity which life experience is intended to furnish. So avail ourselves fully, again, this idea of fullness, of being present, of collecting all that you are, to avail yourself. To experience what life is intended to furnish. And so could it be that the magic is in the pause to make oneself available, to allow life to do the work, and your being, by its very nature, will synthesize, will integrate, will take it in. All we need to do is pause, breathe, be present, allow. May it be so. Together we smile, we take a long, slow, deep breath, and we settle. gently breathing in and gently breathing out. Take a nice, long, slow, deep breath and feel the lungs expand. Really enjoy the sensation, experiencing the rib cage opening so as to receive. And settling into that spaciousness. All through the exhale and the pause, the interlude between breaths. Receiving requires allowing. And so we create a spaciousness in our core, in our rib cage. Be mindful that you are sitting up straight, that your shoulders are back, that there's a spaciousness in your chest, in your belly. We are expansive in nature as a species. We are a reflection of the cosmos. Our universe is expanding. We are intended to grow and learn. To move toward a greater wisdom, a greater compassion, a greater sense of interconnectedness, of wisdom in the ways in which we see each other in the world around us, toward a greater compassion for ourselves and others. Inevitably, life will provide the experience intended to furnish these qualities. Each and every experience you have is doing just that. It is in the stillness, in the pause. It is in the receptivity of the body. This is why we generate ease and comfort. Why we work with the body so that we're not fighting the body in meditation. requires a bit of calm and equanimity in the emotional body, and a bit of spaciousness of clarity in the mind to allow these experiences to synthesize, to integrate. To avail ourselves fully to the next experience. It is in that pause, in that space in between, that every experience to that moment integrates, generates the fullness of our being to receive that next experience. And there is a magic to experiencing that stillness, that pause. And so we follow the breath as it comes into the lungs and the lungs fill. We culminate the inhale with a very gentle pause. A moment of sheer presence. Of allowing, of integrating. And the interlude culminates in an exhale. A gentle allowing, gentle releasing, which culminates in another interlude. And the rhythm moves us from breath to breath, and we endeavor to be present for each inhale, each interlude, each exhale, making ourselves available for this experience of breathing, of noticing the space between. Allowing ourselves to be present as each breath unfolds is no different than allowing ourselves to be present as each of life's experiences unfold. There is a beauty, a magic, in pausing in presence to simply receive that experience, allow it to integrate, allow it to make you full and whole. We sit with meditation as an interlude, allowing ourselves to be present, allowing the body to integrate each breath, and enjoying each and every space, space in between. Together we take a few breaths to bring our sitting to a completion. We breathe light into the mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating today. Be with you again soon.